USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress say they're close to an agreement to approve extra money to help small businesses hurt by the coronavirus pandemic. Congress created a loan program last month as part of a $2.3 trillion economic relief plan, but it's already run out of money. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
The president's number one focus is the health of the American public, and the number two focus is the economy, and I think we have a very good plan to deal with both at this point.
He spoke on CNN. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says so far the president has been doing the wrong thing.
President Trump, it's as simple as this. This is a moment where you could actually help to save your hometown, or you can turn away and you can fail to protect New Yorkers. And right now, you are failing to protect the very people who you grew up around.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
With so many people out of work from the pandemic, more people are going hungry. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
From the streets of Southern California to the sidewalks of Maine, the financial fallout from the pandemic crisis is now triggering a hunger crisis. In Maine, Trinity Jubilee Center Director Aaron Reed said it's getting hard to keep up.
We're seeing folks who we can tell have never had to ask for food before. And second of all, people who were already struggling.
Thank you.
Like single parents, parents working low-wage jobs, elderly people, disabled people. They used to be able to get food from different places in the community, and a lot of those food kitchens and food pantries have shut down, so people are relying on us for even more food.
According to Feeding America, the nation's largest hunger relief organization, before the virus outbreak, there were already 37 million people nationwide who didn't have enough to eat. That number is expected to grow by an additional 17 million during the crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study shows that crime rate has dropped. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A Bloomberg News analysis study says in 10 major U.S. cities, the crime rate has dropped, especially the incidence of violent crimes such as rape and murder. The study's data was gathered during a 28-day period that ended April 11th. The cities studied included Austin, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. In San Francisco alone, the general crime rate dropped by more than 50% as compared to a month before. The study says one notable exception seems to be car theft, which has spiked in many cities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The world's largest randomized clinical trial of potential coronavirus treatments is underway in Britain and has recruited 5,000 patients in record time. The randomized evaluation of COVID-19 therapy, or recovery trial, is testing four promising treatments for the coronavirus disease. If the science supports it, they'll be given to the National Health Service patients as quickly as possible. Definitive results on whether the treatments are safe and effective are expected within months and could potentially benefit hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. The New York Department of Health started a trial last month that included a cocktail of chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, and azithromycin. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.